afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week. It is Friday, April the 6th, rubbing a well with you for the next hour on this special edition, Good Friday. Well, it's probably a good thing that the U.S. markets weren't open today, because it would have been a quasi-bloodbath, as the Labor Department this morning reported that the U.S. only managed to add 120,000 jobs, the fewest in 5 months, and much less than the anticipated whisper number of 200,000. Needless to say, the other report out today about contraction in consumer credit would have more than likely seen the Dow down by triple digits. And although gold wasn't traded today, it did get a $10 boost as soon as the number came out, because obviously with the bad jobs number and the contraction in consumer credit, it means that all eyes are back on the Fed to goose the machine once again. Donald Salkin from National Securities Corporation summed it up in one line: the numbers today are a real shock. Well, that's just simply because people buy into the bogus number that comes out from the ADP prior to the jobs number. And it always amazes me that people buy into the bogus ADP number time and time again. I need to get disappointed when the jobs number comes out a few days later. Anyway, on this special edition Good Friday, after the break, we will be joined by Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries, after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday, and as we do each and every Friday, great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hi, Chuck. How are you doing, my friend?
Thank you, Robbie. Happy to be on with you. I'm in unfamiliar ground here today. I'm at Kyla's house, and but we have all I hope it can be heard okay. We have a little different phone system than we're used to.
Yeah, and it sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you. So we're good to go here on Good Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the amazing days. It's still a holiday in the United States, besides the Christian holidays. Good Friday still taken off by the stock exchange. That always kind of stuns me when I see that that still happens.
Well, I can tell you this morning as I went into downtown San Jose, I was immediately struck by how empty the town was.
Yeah.
And after inquiring at the grocery store why it seems so dead, I was reminded that it's Good Friday and it is stringently observed in Mexico.
Stringently observed in Mexico and all over the world, really. A lot of places, I understand, are down. So such that hardly anything was trading. I see that government 10-year bonds were trading way up. They went up, I guess, today. That's something they did, and that's obviously...
Well, the markets were, the European markets were open, so there was a certain amount of trading that took place as soon as the jobs number came out, and, the futures, stocks, bonds all took a hit together with the dollar. Because obviously most analysts now assume the Fed has to crank up the stimulus machine once again because of the deteriorating jobs picture, but more so the contraction in consumer credit, because everybody has been led down the garden path that we were on some sort of economic recovery. And the contraction in consumer credit obviously indicates that consumers are deleveraging rather than spending with abandon.
and doing that strange thing that they do some other places in the world, saving money.
Yes.
If they can put their hands on any to save. And gasoline today, $3.79 here. This is one of the cheap places here in Colorado.
I'm sure the only thing I can say what Monday is going to look like is the powers that be now have 2 days to spin the bad number. So come Monday, the bad jobs report on Friday will be a goods jobs report come Monday. That's how they do these things, Chuck.
That indeed is how they do it.
I don't know how they're going to spin this one, but they will.
They will try, won't they? And strangely enough, and of course, this one's particularly a problem because Bernanke only came out about this very week, I think, or maybe it was late last week,
said that
he thought things were wonderful and they didn't see any reason to consider more quantitative easing, end quote.
Exactly. But he left the door open and saying the Fed would reconsider, obviously, if the economic picture deteriorated.
Yes.
And so,
one-day deterioration.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens Monday, won't we? But in any way, we have Good Friday today and a holiday that, of course, the most sacred of the Christian holidays and the most somber and sober of the Christian holidays, the day of Christ's crucifixion, trial and crucifixion.
Absolutely.
And also a day of teaching that's gone on. And it's amazing to me that we do still celebrate this the sacred holiday of Christianity, because, of course, the pressure's on now to have equal time for everybody. And
yes.
Christianity should not, many think, have any advantage over every other religion, so there ought to be a holiday for every religion equally.
Now, I have to say, Chuck, after doing my and I really got a lot of information from your article, which folks can find on your website at WHTT.org. It's called "The Masonic Movement Smuggles Zionism into Mainline Churches," and I have to say that. I, like many others, I'm sure, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush here, but I too was led to believe that that the Last Supper was actually a Seder dinner.
Yes.
And I guess many people believe that. And Pat Robinson and the folks over at CBN seem to be pushing that falsehood once again with reckless abandon.
Yes, and this has been going on for a long time. And, of course, what Seder is, for your listeners that don't know, it's a strictly Jewish holiday that goes back to to Moses. Everybody remembers Moses in the Red Sea and Charlton Heston, right? And the seven plagues, I think, or maybe it was even nine plagues. I think it was seven. Let's say seven plagues for the sake of putting a number on it. And the last plague of which was that God struck dead all of the firstborn children of Egypt, a very bloody event. And according to the story, which Christians don't deny, Christians sort of accept all the Old Testament Hebrew stories that come through the Hebrew Old Testament without really challenging them or questioning or wondering. According to the story, then, the Hebrew children were saved because they put blood on the lamppost over the door, the doorpost. And so the children inside the doorpost with the blood over the door were saved. And all the other firstborn in Egypt were struck dead by God. And this is what led Charlton Heston to be able to plow through the Red Sea and get away clean with the entire Hebrew Israelite nation. Of course, this story has absolutely nothing to do with Jesus' crucifixion. It's thousands of years difference in time, and the holidays of Easter and Good Friday don't have anything whatsoever to do with the celebration of Seder, which Orthodox Jews celebrate by drinking a lot of wine and eating a whole lamb and going through several motions. But there's been a movement in recent years to attach the Seder dinner to the Last Supper that Jesus and his disciples ate in the upper room the day before Seder, the day before the celebration of Passover. In other words, the celebration of Passover occurred on Good Friday, but according to the story, Jesus and his disciples had their last dinner together the night before, the day before. It was on Thursday before the Friday. So what's happened now is the Scofield Reference Bible and lots of other reference Bibles have simply amended the Bible to say that Jesus was eating a Seder dinner on the day before Seder, on the day before Passover it was, and that and implying that what they were doing is celebrating this Jewish feast that was going on in Palestine at the time. And in fact, what they were doing is they were having a very sober and serious last meeting together before Jesus' death, which he knew about and was anticipating, and therefore had a very serious training session to carry out at that Last Supper. And the Last Supper was characterized by a very menial and humble act of Jesus washing the feet of all his disciples, at which is, by the way, practiced in some churches today. Some churches do that.
Well, absolutely. We're speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take another quick time out and be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Good Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Charles, in your article posted on your website today, you say that the
messianic.
That the acceptance of the notion that the Last Supper was a Seder is first that it leads to an easy suggestion that present-day Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And that seems to be what the whole thing hinges on.
It is. And our story was entitled The Messianic Movement Smuggles Zionism into Mainline Churches. And then the byline is Stealing Easter from Jesus. And what I found out and discovered more or less recently caused me to go back and remember an old friend who I met 10 years ago who I did a program with and who recorded an amazing DVD at that time. We didn't have videos at that time. We weren't doing DVDs. We were doing CDs. He authored a CD entitled Judaizing Elements in the Messianic Movement. His name was Cesar Aharon, and he was Jewish. And what he was, and had been Jewish, but he had converted to Christianity without looking back. In other words, he did not straddle the river between Christianity and Judaism. He crossed it over, and he did not have one foot in each side of the bank. He was a devoutly Christian, and he'd been raised as a devout conservative Jew. And what he was telling us in these interviews he did with us and this recorded message is that there was a very strong movement afoot called the Messianic Movement or Messianic Christian Movement that was essentially presenting something that was referred to in the Bible as Judaizing. Judaizing is a biblical phrase that the Apostle Paul talked about later when he found all kinds of people who'd come over and become Christians, but they wanted to go back and practice Old Testament practices. They wanted to go back and practice Passover, and they wanted to go back and practice all kinds of celebrations and laws and rules and things that were that had been fulfilled and left behind when Jesus came with the new covenant. And Paul criticized these people, and he called them Judaizers because they were trying to put one foot on the Jewish bank and the other foot on the Christian bank, and straddle the river. And he said, it can't be done. You will go to hell. Basically, that was what the Apostle Paul said. Cesar Aharon deeply understood that, and he told us that this movement, the Messianic movement, was very powerful, and we should know about it. And he actually tried to educate us about this at this time. Since then, and just very recently, I've discovered by talking to pastors I know in churches that are not part of the Christian Zionist movement. In other words, the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, for instance. A pastor from that church told me that a few years ago, organizations that are basically call themselves Jewish Christians and have one foot on each side of the bank, by the way, offered to come and conduct a Seder service in his church on Thursday, the day that Jesus practiced, the day that Jesus had the Last Supper. And in looking around, I found out that there are all kinds of churches doing this. This has suddenly become extremely fashionable, and it's just being done everywhere. And worse yet, a number of these very Jewish services, which basically celebrate that Moses was sort of a Jesus to the Israelite people. In other words, he led them through the Red Sea. Remember the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea that Moses is sort of a Messiah is blended with Jesus, and they've started moving forward these Seder dinners, having gotten their foot in the Thursday door, which was the day before Passover. They now have moved it up and said, let us come on Good Friday, and we'll make your Good Friday service really meaningful to people that come. And so now you have all kinds of churches all over America, maybe all over the world, who are on Good Friday celebrating a Jewish, non-Christian, 1,000-year-before-Christian or more event that had absolutely nothing to do with Jesus. And, of course, in the process, what happens is the total meaning of what went on Good Friday becomes abandoned in this sort of a procedural thing where people have to drink 4 glasses of wine. Now, I'm sure in the Jewish Seder services, there are a lot of people that drink 4 big glasses of wine. That makes it a pretty good party. But I'm sure that when you go into a Lutheran church or a Presbyterian church that's having a Seder dinner, you have 4 very little glasses of wine, and there might even be grape juice. However, the procedures are laid out not in the Bible, but in the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud. So a Babylonian Talmud party is being held on Good Friday in Christian churches.
We'll be speaking with Charles Carlson. We'll take another quick time out and be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on this Good Friday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, before we continue, can we squeeze in a quick call?
I would think so.
Sheila from Pennsylvania. Hey, Sheila.
Hello?
I love your show. I just was listening to you talking about how this movement is moving into the Christian churches, and you're absolutely correct. And I just wanted to ask your guest, Robbie, if he heard of the Hebrew movement, the Hebraic movement, I believe it's called.
I'm not sure I know how to spell it even, but there is the movement I'm familiar with has generally been called the Messianic, the Messianic Christian movement, or the Messianic Unit movement, and it implies that it is for Jews who have come over into Christianity and have accepted Christianity. Mm-hmm. But what it more consists of is it Sheila?
Yeah.
What it more consists of is churches that are led by one or two or a handful of Jewish people who say that they're Christians, and then the congregation and the donors and the contributors and everybody that comes in off of the street are Christians from other churches seeking a more comfortable form of Christianity, let us say, or whatever they're seeking. Maybe they are driven out of a Christian Zionist church, but they end up being converted into a form of hybrid form of Christian Judaism.
Correct.
Which translates down to Christian Zionism.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? You should really check into it. It's called the Hebraic movement.
Hebraic, and I certainly will, because we've only started to take a really hard look at this. And our reason for doing this is we see that the Christian Zionist movement has become so radical and so profoundly obnoxious. And so unacceptable to so many people who find people like John Hagee and leaders of the Christian Zionist movement completely unacceptable. They don't want their children to hear them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree.
And so now all of a sudden, this other movement that's been there a long time, and is very delicate and has soft shoes and the boxing gloves on, and it does everything beautifully and in a friendly fashion. It just quietly and calmly goes the same place, without having the trappings of the Christian Zionist that we are familiar with.
Absolutely. And then just one more thing I want to bring out real quick is this Hebraic movement, as I have been studying it, it's what it's doing, it's getting its teeth into the Christian churches, and then it's going to usher in the seven Noahide laws.
The Hebraic movement, and do you know a church that is part of this movement?
Hebraic, like it's like Hebrew, Hebraic.
Okay.
Just churches that they can find a home in, those that are accepting.
Now, there are also dozens of organizations that are not really churches that are pawning Christian Zionism off on mainline Christian churches. Now, these are not the Christian Zionist-type churches that we're talking about. These are the churches that we thought were the stalwarts of traditional Christianity, such as the old mainline Protestant churches, even the Catholic Church, and the Orthodox churches, and they're the ones who are under attack from this Judaizing movement, and that's what Mr. Aharon tried to explain to me 10 years ago, and I was so caught up with studying Israel and Palestine and the growth of the new Christian Zionist movement that this kind of slipped away from me, and it grew very large without being really noticed. But you're absolutely right, Sheila, and stay in touch with us. And if you learn any more about the Hebraic movement, please go to our website and email me and tell me what you know, because we're just learning about this too.
Okay, well, let me tell you, it's called the Hebraic, I'll spell it, H-E-B-R-A-I-C, Roots, R-O-O-T-S, movement. So it's the Hebraic Roots Movement.
Okay.
That's the correct name, and
right.
And it comes out of the Talmud.
Yes,
you know,
it's Talmudic, and it's basically their objective is to enter into the Christian churches. There is also a movement called Jews for Jesus that does exactly the same thing, and then there's another one called Christian. Chosen People Ministries. Robbie, you're right. And
yep.
Those are all active in this very thing. And if you go to these churches which have been actually set up as messianic churches, you find out, and you read the sermons, you find out they're very subtly different from Christian services. And what they do is they make a distinct point between Jews and Gentiles in
Amen.
The group. They speak of them by name. They say, you Jews and you Gentiles, and they differentiate them. And they make it very clear that God sees the Jews differently than he sees the Gentiles, even though they all claim to be Christians.
I agree 100%. And actually, I had called a couple of, I like to use the word rabbi, but just to get the point across, I had called a couple of them, and they said they read the Talmud, and they're into the Zohar, and they're into the Kabbalah.
There you are.
So,
of course, we think one of the things that they're most interested in doing is taking over Good Friday. If they could make Good Friday a Passover celebration and get it recognized that way, then we would have a national holiday for a Jewish event. And it's not a small thing. It's a very large movement, because I reached the point where when I talk to pastors in mainline churches, I have to be very circumspect in the way I approach them. I just don't approach them and tell them that we are opposing the idea of Seder services on Good Friday, because they may have had one,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes uncomfortable for them. And anyway, so we have to actually now ask very subtly, "What are you doing Good Friday?"
Right.
When we talk to mainline Protestant pastors,
mm-hmm.
And see what they actually do.
I agree. I agree. It's a very touchy subject with them, and then you don't want to push them away. You want to try to draw them in, and have it in a comfortable way, because they're. I know. I've had dealings, and it's hard. It is. It's very hard.
Well, we hope you'll stay in touch with us, because you're definitely the kind of person who can help us. So
definitely, I will. And thank you, Robbie, for having me on.
Thanks.
And have a blessed Friday, Good Friday, and a blessed Easter, both of you, okay?
You too, my dear.
Okay.
The little research that I've done in the Messianic movement, Chuck, it seems as though it is a relatively new movement. In other words, it kind of came to the fore, I guess, at the same time that Christian Zionism started making inroads. I don't know if that's coincidental, but it seems from some of the stuff I've read about it seems to have a very similar timeline.
It does. I think it may be older than the radical Christian Zionists that we know and we've been talking about for a couple of years in your program. But when I look at, I looked at a church that's pastored by a man named Stuart Lieberman. Now that tells you something about the church. He's the pastor, and it has a Star of David on the front of the church, and then inside the Star of David it has a cross of Jesus inside the Star of David. If you picture that pentagram star, and that's their symbol, and of course that of course is blending and melding. But when you read, listen to this man's sermon, the sermon comes off very, very differently. It sells the idea of Israel being God's chosen place from the very start, from beginning to end. Hardly a line goes by when you don't get that impression subtly. For instance, it says, the key to world revival is Israel. This is a statement in a sermon by this guy. The key to world revival of Christianity is Israel. Now, how that happens, well, they go on to explain. Israel is a nation of prophets. So what they mean by that is that in the world of Christianity, we have the people who have been the smart people, who have been able to prophesy what would happen in the future, and the people who are touched by God and therefore have been able to tell us what to look for in the future, and then the rest of us who are basically the followers and listen to the prophets. So we're told by the Messianic Church that Israel is our prophet. They're our prophets. They go on into the Genesis 12 story, which we have talked about many times on your program, how the land is a gift to the state of Israel. The Messianic sermons are full of that. They always talk about that, making sure that nobody walks out the door without knowing that God gave the land of Israel to the land of Palestine to the Israelis, today's modern Israelis. Another one, Israel is called to be the light to the nations. So again, it's the idea that we need to listen to them. And they openly talk about Gentiles and Jews and Gentiles among their congregation, whereas Jesus and his followers always said, there are no Jews, Gentiles, no male, no female, all are one in God, before God. This is fundamental to all Christianity. But in the Messianic movement, it's very clear that there is a difference between people who have Jewish background and people who have Gentile background.
Chuck,
and finally, when Israel comes into blessing, there will be a great harvest. These are the kind of things they say all the time. So you read the sermons, and it's shocking to read the sermons that are being carried on in the name of Christianity.
Can we squeeze in another quick call here?
Well, the last one was great.
Mark in California. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, thanks.
All right, right. I have something to say, and, when consciousness moves higher out of the religions and into practicing the presence of God, didn't Jesus say that, circumcision or non-circumcision availeth nothing? One must pray for their enemy to be a child of God. And all the good Christian churches you see in front of this, in signs, pray for our troops. that's not abiding with what the master taught. So I think there's a big lack of understanding. And, you know, the place on where I stand is holy ground. The church of itself is a structure. It's the consciousness. It's individual consciousness. And I wanted to ask your guest if he ever studied the message by Joel Goldsmith, The Infinite Way,
which is the actual original
teachings of Jesus. And didn't Jesus, he went against the religions of, you know, the Jewish religion because of their traditions. He said tradition avails nothing. Rituals avail nothing. And so it is with the holidays.
The traditions he was talking about are the same things we're talking about. They were eventually, those traditions actually were eventually written down into the Talmud, or the laws of the traditions of the ancestors, as Jesus referred to them. They weren't written at the time, but they were later written down into these books called the Talmud, which is the rule book, and which is followed on the Passover. It's basically a Talmudic rule. It contains all these Talmudic rules as to how it's to be done, how you pour the wine, how you dip the cup, and so on and so forth. Jesus, in his Last Supper, what he talked to his disciples about was what their purpose was, what they were going to be expected to do after his death, which was imminent, tomorrow. And how he was going to leave them, how he would communicate with them, how the spirit that he would leave behind would communicate with them, but the job on earth, the kingdom on earth was in their hands. It was no longer in his hands. He was telling them, it's now up to you. This is what that whole Last Supper was all about, was placing this responsibility on these 12 guys who were there with him.
Students, correct.
His students, and this is so different from the Seder, which, of course, is a celebration of God delivering people out of a bondage behind Moses, and delivering these terrible plagues against the Egyptians who didn't want to give them their freedom. So it has absolutely nothing at all to do with what Jesus was talking about when he was talking to these people.
Well, Jesus' ministry was a healing ministry. Where are the healings in the religions of the times today? There are nobody's. There aren't any healings. That kind of disappeared 300 years after Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost ridiculous, really, to me. I mean, Jesus spoke of two commandments: love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Exactly. Yes.
That voids out every other commandment. How could you bear false witness if you love your neighbor? How could you commit adultery if you love your neighbor? But I really believe that there's a myth teaching in most of the religions. They don't even know how to pray aright. They pray amiss.
We have a lot to do, and it's our responsibility, because here on Good Friday, we need to think of ourselves as being those 12 people. We're the people left behind with the responsibility for the world that we live in. Jesus did not say that I am coming back in 2,000 years to somehow burn up everybody that doesn't agree with us, and to take over and reinstall the kingdom that I didn't accomplish this time. No, he said the kingdom is hereby established, and you guys are responsible for it. Get out there and do it, and realize what.
Well, most people miss the first coming of the Christ. They'll certainly miss the second, because the Christ is a consciousness. It's an awareness. And the Christians say, you know, we're celebrating Jesus' death. Why would anyone celebrate a death as opposed to acknowledging a transcendence? Jesus died or transcended to show us that there is no death.
Thanks, Mark. We've got to take a quick time out here, and we'll be back and wrap up Charles Carlson.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We're also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry.
Back to the flip side on this Good Friday, speaking with Charles Coulson from Straight Gate Ministries. Charles has a rather extensive article posted on his website, The Masonic Movement Smuggles Zionism into Mainline Church. It can be found at WHTT.org. And I guess, Chuck, as you state in your article, the only similarity between Jesus' Last Supper and a Seder dinner is the presence of food.
Yes, and there's a lot more at Seder dinners. We have a little punchline of our story, and what we're asking people to do is take a look at your church and make sure that and ask yourself some questions and ask your pastor questions, your neighboring churches. These are the questions. Has your church begun to practice Jewish Passover or Seder dinners on Christian Good Friday or any other day for that matter? Number two, does your church sponsor or arrange tours to Israel, most of which are Zionist propaganda sessions, are not Christian tours? Less than 10% of tour takers ever meet a Palestinian while in Israel. This is one of the areas of attack, is to get people from Christian churches to go to Israel and then be brainwashed there. And we'll present a case of that in the next session. I'm going to write an article about it in a follow-up article. Does your church recognize Jewish holidays such as Hanukkah at Christmas time, Feast of Purim, which is a particularly bloody one, and offer special prayers for Israel as a state or for the peace of Israel? These are things that you should be watchful for in your church, and this is an action agenda that we really need to speak out on, because if we don't, pretty soon there will not be a Good Friday holiday. It'll be good something else.
Once again, let me just put out Charles's website, WHTT, easy website to remember, .org. You can find a link to it on my website at robinhole.com. Well, Charles, as usual, you have given me a lot of research material. I'm going to be looking into this movement and the Hebraic movement as well.
You had a couple of good callers tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very worthwhile.
And we thank them for it. And thank you once again for constant. Be enlightening me.
My pleasure, always. Do what we can.
I appreciate it, Chuck. Thank you so much, my friend. Wish you a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, in the proper happy way that is coming of Christianity to the world.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
That does it for this week. We'll do it again come Monday. Wish you and yours a happy Easter. Stand by for Alan Watton coming through the Matrix, coming up at the top of the hour. Till Monday, see you, bye.